Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are live still at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. Hurricanes basketball team opening their season tonight. Number 5, Louisville. Game on the ACC Network. Kicking off some ACC Network basketball coverage. And pretty exciting. I think the Watsco Center will be jumping tonight. Hockman and Crowder simulcast. Blake James, the athletic director at the University of Miami, is sitting down with us. Been out with us a number of times. We always enjoy talking with Blake James. And we appreciate you stopping by for a few minutes today.
Well, it's great to have you guys on campus.
What's the before I get into tonight's game and whatnot? You are the final word. What is the state of the U when it comes to athletics, in your opinion? What's the current state? I'm not just talking football, basketball. What's the current state of Hurricane sports?
Oh, we're continuing to push for the top. Again, we're not there yet in a lot of our programs. We're at that point in some of them, but in college athletics, everyone's always raising the bar, and so you're never standing still. And so there'll never be a time that I'll come on here and I'll say, hey, we're set. We're where we want to be with everything. Bottom line, every school continues to elevate their game, and that's what we're going to continue to do. And we want to compete for ACC and ultimately national championships.
And, Blake, I don't know if you can really answer this to the day, but when was that decision made to keep up? Because the new football facility, I've seen it, it's beautiful. It's keeping right up with, you know, what Florida's doing, what Florida State's doing, Alabama. Like, at some moment, like, it seemed like Miami decided to, hey, we're going to jump in this arms race. Like, when was that?
You know, honestly, Channing, it went back to when I first became athletic director, and I spoke with President Shalala about the opportunity for this to be the right, you know, for me, I guess for this to be the right fit for me and obviously me for the institution, it had to be one where we're committed to doing everything we can to be the best. And not to say that wasn't the case before, but I do think there were some things that we weren't doing that had really gone into the commonplace in college athletics. And those are things that we've started to do and we're doing on all fronts now. And again, as I just said, though, nothing ever stands still. You have to keep on looking at what you can do to better the program, better the experience for the young people in your program, and ultimately put you in the best position to win championships. So I would say since the day I've started, that's been my goal, and I've been had great support from the leadership of the institution to the community around it, and I'm excited about our future.
All that being said, a Saturday throttling FSU is a fun day on the job for Blake James, no?
Oh, it is. It's a great day. And obviously Channing's, you know, lived through these rivalries, as have you. Anytime you can beat your rival, it's special. When you get an opportunity to beat them three times in a row, twice in their place, makes it even a little bit sweeter. And again, my career against FSU as athletic director didn't start out that strong, so these last three have made their first few a lot better.
Well, I said this on the air before the game on Saturday. I said it on Thursday or Friday, and then I said it Monday. I really believe that beating FSU changed the narrative on Manny Diaz in his first season. I think one of the albatrosses around Al Golden was that he could never beat FSU. It's the most important game on the schedule every year. As much as we wanted to beat Florida to begin the season, the FSU game is a big deal. And so when you look at the football season in totality this year, while there's been some downs, there's also been some positives. But then you get that big definitive victory against FSU on Saturday, and I really feel like that changes the entire narrative almost of Manny Diaz's first season. What do you think?
No, I think so. From the fan base perspective, you know, again, I think I probably look at it a little bit differently than the fan base, which I have to. They're not always happy about that approach, but I have a different look on the season. But I definitely would agree with you that as a fan, if I just put my fan hat on, we have to beat Florida State, and that's something that, as I said, we struggled to do for a while, and so to do it now 3 years in a row, for Manny to do it in his first year in Tallahassee is something special and one that we just can – I know we're going to continue to build on that, and obviously we have a big game coming this Saturday against Louisville.
Blake James is the athletic director at the University of Miami. How difficult – you mentioned, you know, the fans might have a different aspect on things. How difficult is it? I know you're on Twitter, and obviously you can't avoid fans' opinions and, you know, fan – narratives in your position. How difficult is it to juggle what you know you have to do as an administrator versus what a very loud and boisterous fan base wants?
And you have to go with what you believe in, and that's what you're hired to do. You can't be going by the way the wind blows every day. Again, you guys are public figures. You know it. Anytime you do something, if you want to go look at your mentions, there's going to be someone who doesn't like something that was said, something that you did, some take you took on something. And again, that's the reality of, I think, the world we live in as public figures, especially in a day and age where social media has just become so prevalent. And so for me, it's all part of the job. And recognize everyone just wants to see us win, and things are always always a little bit sweeter when you win. But even when you win, there's usually someone who has something to say that isn't positive.
And Blake, as we're sitting here today, we had Jim Larranega on, we had Katie Meyer on. You know, we talked to Manny last week, and you always talk about the coach has to understand his players. But does an AD have to understand his coaches? Because Jim is 70-something years old. Manny's a young puppy in the coaching game. Like, is the approach different to coaches that are that far apart in age and that far apart in philosophy, really?
Yeah, again, I think it's probably different people. Again, regardless of how long someone has been in it, sometimes they're going to have a different approach. And I think for me, it's making sure I take the right approach with each individual, understanding their personality, their approach. What are they really looking for? And again, there's different times where I think you can maybe be more present, maybe providing a little more feedback, a little more perspective. And other times you take a step back, I think, with anyone. But I think to answer your question, Channing, I would say you really have to understand the people, and you're going to have a different relationship with each person. And my relationship with Jim is different than it is with Manny, but it's different than it is with Katie. And in Jim and Katie, you have, you know, two both very successful, long-standing basketball coaches. And again, that relationship with each one is different. And I would say it's on down the list of all my coaches here in the athletic department.
How you feel about the basketball team opening against number 5 Louisville tonight? That's it's a rarity to open against a powerhouse like this.
Yeah, it's something we talked about as a conference. Really wanted to make a splash. I think anytime you see college basketball starting in football season, and in Florida football season is so big. I think it's across the country, but it's probably a little bit bigger in Florida. And so as a conference, we talked about really wanting to make a splash with basketball to start the year. Obviously, the ACC Network, which is where this game is going to be shown tonight, is a big part of that. And having inventory that people are going to want to watch on the ACC Network. We got to work on Comcast to make sure Comcast can get this done so Hurricane fans in Florida, Seminole fans in Florida, can see the game. So that's something coming. But the ACC Network is going to be a great win to have us play against a top 5 Louisville team here. Should be an exciting night, and I'm looking forward to seeing our guys come out and fight.
You mentioned Seminole fans. I have to ask you, did you feel for the athletic director after the Miami? I mean, you went through it with Al Golden in the Clemson game. There was, I mean, just this mounting swirl, like it's over. And FSU went through it with Willie Taggart. You feel for him?
You feel for anyone who has to go through that on that day. Obviously, you feel for Willie Taggart. You know, his time there was cut shorter than I'm sure he thought it should have been. And that's reality of the business. And you feel for the athletic director because that's a tough conversation to have. I've had to have a few of those conversations. They're never fun. I'm sure that carries over into any business. But I think in athletics, where you have coaches who put so much of their life and their heart and into everything they do, and in some ways the end results aren't always in their control. It's up to the decisions and the execution of 18 to 22 year olds. And so I felt bad for David. I reached out to him and let him know that I'd been there thinking of him. And obviously I don't have that relationship with Willie, but that's a tough situation. You hate to see that happen, but that's a reality of the business we're in.
And Blake, I know as an AD, you have to have the conversation, the tough conversation with a coach. How many people are actually involved in a decision like what Florida State just went through, what Hawk brings up about Al Golden? Like, how many people in the lineup that you have to get through to make the decision to fire a head coach midseason?
Well, again, I think each institution is probably going to be a little bit different, so I'm not sure what happened at Florida State. You know, what I can say is, you know, when we've had those conversations here for something as prominent as football, it's more than just a Blake James decision. It's a conversation with obviously with the president and with you know, a few other key people to make sure they're in the loop on what's happening. You know, when you go beyond that to maybe some of the lesser sports, it can be just an athletic director. Director decision that we'll communicate to others to make sure it's not a surprise to anyone. So again, it's going to vary from institution to institution, and honestly, probably from coach to coach in terms of just where they're where they're positioned in the athletic department in the big picture.
How's ticket sales for basketball and football right now? Football coming to an end and home-wise, and then basketball kicking off tonight. How are ticket sales?
Ticket sales are good. Again, the challenge we always see down here is utilization. Everyone wants to buy the tickets.
Because a 6:30 start on a Tuesday, you're stacking it against yourself.
Exactly, and so that's the challenge. Honestly, we have in most situations is, if you look at football, we get a lot of alumni from the Northeast, from Chicago, even the West Coast, that'll buy season tickets, but only come to three games. And then how do we get the other three games or four games, whatever it is that we have at home, to make sure their tickets get used? In a night like tonight, a 6:30 start, I recognize there's people in Fort Lauderdale that are probably gonna have to leave work early, or hopefully they're on the road right now and can get here in time for the game. And so that's really our challenge. So ticket sales are going good. We have to continue to work with our fans and figure out what's the best way to utilize, and if they can't utilize them, how do we get them into hands of other people that can be here to cheer on the teams?
But generally, I will tell you, this place, the Watsco Center, this gets lit for big games. Really enjoy watching
The energy will be great in here tonight. The student request for tickets was over 1,300 early this morning, and so we'll have a great student turnout here tonight. I'm sure the student section will be rocking, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of energy in here. I think with the benefit we have in a small facility, 8,500 seats, it'll be electric in here tonight. And obviously, part of that is we're playing a great Louisville team, and I know the other people are excited to see our basketball team back out on the court.
Yep. Like James, athletic director, I would be remiss. Sam Jankovic passed away about a week ago. He was the athletic director when I went to University of Miami. What can you say about him and his legacy?
Just a special person who was a champion. And when you look at what the program did under Sam's leadership is a real credit to who he was and the drive he had to have this program be the best. I had the benefit of getting to know Sam over the last few years, and he had remained committed to the Hurricanes and seeing the U be nothing but great from the day I met him until the last time I spoke to him. And so obviously a sad day for us to lose such a great part of our history, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family. And again, he was just a special person who will always be remembered here at the University of Miami.
Blake James, he is the athletic director here at the University of Miami. The Watsco Center, they are going to be selling beer tonight for the first time for Canes basketball. Would you like to buy me and Crowder a beer during the game?
First beer is on me for both of you.
Look at that, Crowder.
Right here, Blake.
And what about John Bryant, the engineer? Boy, he almost fell out of his chair.
Well, I wanted to make sure there's a driver in the group, and so.
You're always responsible.
Boy, John Bryant slept through about 2.5 hours of the broadcast today, and then he popped up when Blake said first beer is on him. That was excellent. So yes, that's a big change, by the way, selling beer here.
Yeah, it is. It's something new, and we are rolling it out this year. And again, anywhere you go in sporting events anymore, it seems to be something that's there. The NCAA changed the rule last year for NCAA championships. That wasn't something applied to campuses. As I think you both know, we've always sold it up at Hard Rock Stadium. And so it's not something that was college athletic. It was really an institutional decision, and we just felt now is the right time to roll it out here at basketball. So
well, Crowder's going to prove you right tonight.
I would like to say thank you, Blake, and I'm going to make you look right.
I appreciate it. And I'm going to make you look right. I know I'll never get Channing to wear a Miami shirt or
not.
A Miami football shirt, but I figured a guy that lives in South Florida and is part of Miami, there'd be nothing better than a Miami basketball shirt
for
him to wear.
Come on, Crowder. So,
appreciate it, Blake.
Crowder.
So there, it's a Miami basketball. I said, I don't want a Miami shirt. I don't want a Miami football shirt because Channing can't wear that. But he can wear a Miami basketball shirt.
Thank you.
So
look
I brought
that.
You guys
look
both, some, both
nice.
Some Miami basketball T-shirts.
That is awesome.
Appreciate you, bro.
Now, if you could get him to throw the U, tell
I'm
him.
Not, hey, I'm not going to push my luck.
Tell him he's got to earn that beer. He's got to earn that beer.
He's got a cold beer and a Miami basketball shirt. We'll leave it at that.
Three beers for a U.
He got me, man. Larry Coker couldn't get me. Blake got me.
Blake James, athletic director, thank you for making time for us,
great
Blake.
To have
we
you guys with us here.
It.
No, it's always great to be on with you. Appreciate the coverage.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.